yeah, it was good. You know, first day kind of putting it all together. We've had a good 5 weeks of, you know, kind of individual stuff, workouts and stuff on the field with the coaches, introducing some, you know, new terminology, some new plays, some new kind of philosophies, and now you get a chance to come out on the field and put it all together. So day one's day one, but it's a start.
What's working with Norv Turner like?
It's been great. I've really enjoyed him. You know, obviously his track record and resume kind of speaks for itself. You know, everywhere he's been very successful. Everywhere he's been very productive, both as a head coach and as a coordinator. So it's been great. I've really enjoyed being around him. I've really enjoyed, you know, hearing, you know, his kind of philosophies on offense and kind of implementing a lot of the things the way he wants them done.
Greg, a couple hours, you may officially have a new team owner. Feeling different around here? What are your thoughts on that?
And, I mean, not too much has changed as far as the players and, you know, as far as our football stuff is concerned. You know, what, you know, how that, whatever, however that goes, you know, we'll see. But, you know, I know for a lot of people, I'm sure they're just ready for some closure and just ready for, you know, that transition to start. And I guess today is the start of that.
What do you mean when you say you think are ready for some closure?
I just think they're ready for, you know, this transition. This has been inevitable now for a little while, you know, since it was announced that the team would be sold. So I just think for a lot of people in the building, players, team, just to kind of put all this to rest, you know, move forward in the new direction that the team is going with. And that's pretty much it.
Greg, also some new faces on the field, too. I mean,
yeah, it's been good. It's been good to have the rookies out here. Some, you know, we got some good veterans this year that we were able to sign in free agency. So it's good. Again, it's day one, you know, got to start somewhere.
Because of your legacy here and your status here, is there a feeling that you want to sit down and meet new ownership, sit down and maybe get to know David Tepper a little bit?
I'm sure that day will come, yeah. I'm sure he has a lot of things going on his plate. I can't imagine right now what you know, the powers to be are going through to handle, you know, that sort of transaction, that sort of transition. So I'm sure that day will come. I look forward to it. You know, you hear nothing but great things. He's been a part of the NFL for a very long time, you know, in the ownership capacity. So he's been around it. He's familiar with it. So we'll, when that day comes, it'll be nice to get a chance to kind of put a face with a name.
You have a ton of rhythm established with the quarterback here, but new offensive coordinator, what's the working each other in period and kind of getting a feel for how each other operates?
Yeah, you know, there's always a little transition. You know, he wants things done a certain way, and that's my job to kind of alter what I've done. He's also very, you know, he also is very flexible with some things that we've done in the past. So he's got a really, you know, sharp mind, a really open mind. Like I said, he's been great to work with Norv. But you know, there are some things that I've done for a long time that are a little different than he wants them done, certain routes, certain, you know, adjustments and whatnot, and, you know, that's on me to adjust it to the way he wants his offense run. So, you know, sometimes your old tendencies kind of sneak back as much as you try not to, but I think that's just human nature, and over time we'll get it.
Greg, what would we expect to see differently from this offense as opposed to previous years? In general,
You know, it's hard to say. It's just, you know, again, I'm not a cliche person, but it literally is day one. You know, it's hard to see. You know, I think we have a lot of good players. I think we have a lot of guys that are doing a good job. I've come in here with a good attitude to work, and I think we're pretty, you know, I think we're in good shape as far as personnel wise and scheme wise. Now we just got to, you know, find where all that marries up and put all that together.
Last year at this time, Cam wasn't able to throw to you guys, establish that rhythm, yep, and that cadence. This year, what's the feeling and how happy is he to be out here being able to be?
Yeah, it's a huge, you know, huge difference to the start of our offseason program, that's for sure. You know, having your quarterback out here, full go, full reps, you know, is a huge difference from where it was, you know, last year. And you know, that especially now installing a new offense with some new little wrinkles and some new terminology and some new ways it's being coached, you know, all these reps are very valuable.
It seems like even with the new system being installed offensively, this would be maybe less stressful than it might have been last year for him if, you know, he's feeling good, he's feeling healthy, he knows he's going to be a full go.
Yeah, in this league, if you feel good, it makes a lot of things a lot easier. You know, if you're hurting and you're struggling, it's hard enough to play when you feel good. So I'm sure, you know, you guess you'd have to ask him, but I would imagine, like everybody else, you know, when you're healthy and you've had a great off season and you come to this stage of the OTAs, you know, physically feeling well, it makes a big difference.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel another year older, but I still feel good.
That just means wiser, though, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I tell them.
Guys, yep. Anything left?
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Appreciate it, guys. Yep.